Well, after visiting last year, President Trump will get an official state visit to Britain in June. Buckingham Palace says the president and the first lady have accepted an invitation from the Queen to pay a state visit to the United Kingdom on June 3rd through the 5th. Prime Minister Theresa May extended the invitation for a state visit more than 2 years ago, but the trip has been deferred amid concerns about the president's reception in the UK and Britain's extended crisis over Brexit. For more, we're joined now on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Sky News reporter Inda Brady. Inda, thanks as always for talking to us. First, let's begin with the difference between the working visit that President Trump already took to the UK and an official state visit. What's the difference there?
Oh, state visit is huge, Melissa. This is all the pomp and ceremony. This is the Queen. This is getting to stay at Buckingham Palace. This is the red carpet treatment. It will be amazing. You know, you can come to the UK, you can visit, you can be Donald Trump, you can go play golf on your golf course up in Scotland. It's nothing to a state visit. This will be a state banquet. He will meet every single senior member of the royal family. They will go out of their way for this, and it will be huge. It will get a lot of coverage. There may even be a ride in a golden carriage. We've seen that happen before. It's going to be huge. And I think for the Queen, you know, it's the latest in a long line of American presidents. She's had them all here. And even if you look at state visits that she's had the other way around when she's gone to the States, I think her very first was Eisenhower in 1957. That's how long she has been Queen.
Something that stood out that's being reported here in the New York Times is that the Speaker of the House of Commons has said that he's not going to allow Mr. Trump to address Parliament. How sticky a situation might that be?
Okay, so we got a few diplomatic issues to walk through here. You know, public opinion is split. You've got some people who point out that the USA is Britain's number one ally and best friend in the world. And you got others who say, well, hang on, we don't like what Donald Trump talks about. We don't like his views on Muslims, on Mexicans, on immigration. You know, he has made life particularly difficult for this prime minister by saying that her Brexit deal basically kills off any prospect of a UK-US trade deal post-Brexit. We got a few issues to get through. It'll be interesting to see if he's invited to speak to Parliament, but other leaders have been given that honour and privilege. But I'm sure they will come up with some sort of a compromise.
And what role do you think that Brexit is playing in this visit, or possibly will play in this visit?
Yeah, it's big because Britain needs trade deals. And if Britain does leave the European Union, you know, it's still hanging in the balance. Brexit has not been signed off yet. You need huge, big trade deals. You need the business coming in. And I think, you know, what people need to appreciate as well, next June coming up, obviously the visit is going to take place 3rd of June. You got the 75th anniversary of the D-Day landings, the finest single example of British-American cooperation, defeating Adolf Hitler's Nazis, and everything, the sacrifice that went on those days. That's why it's tying in. It's absolutely huge. It's going to be spectacular.
Do we expect protests, especially in London? And has that happened before during a state visit from a U.S. president?
Yeah, on Trump's last visit a year ago, there were small-scale protests, but I think you can expect some protests, but the police, the authorities, they will keep Donald Trump far, far away from anyone that's negative.
All right. Well, we thank you as always. That is Sky News reporter Inda Brady talking about President Trump making an official state visit to Britain coming up in June.